Impeachment inquiry focuses on key diplomats.
Multiple witnesses say Sondland was the president's point person.
Democrats debate in Atlanta.
Only 10 candidates will appear on stage tonight.
Racist incidents on campus.
People were scared. A lot of people are not going to classes.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaith, and the House impeachment inquiry is about to hear from a crucial witness, a wealthy Trump donor turned diplomat who's revised his story and who's said to have had direct communication with the president while in Ukraine. Here's CBS's Bill Rakoff.
EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland is first up this morning. He originally testified in a private deposition that he did not know precisely why military aid to Ukraine was being held up and said that President Trump had denied a quid pro quo to him during a September phone call. But when other witnesses, including Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, testified that Sondland said the administration was pressuring Ukraine to open investigations into the Biden family and the 2016 elections, he was forced to modify his testimony. CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on the key moments from yesterday's long day of testimony.
I now understand that others saw the idea of investigating possible corruption involving the Ukrainian company Burisma as equivalent to investigating former Vice President Biden.
Former Special Envoy Kurt Volker testified that he failed to connect those dots this summer.
Had I done so, I would have raised my own objections.
Still, neither he nor Tim Morrison seemed to think the pressure campaign on Ukraine qualified as an impeachable offense.
Did either of you ever have any evidence of quid pro quo, Ms. Morrison?
No, ma'am.
Ambassador Volker?
I did not.
Both were witnesses requested by the Republicans, though their testimony may not have been the exoneration the GOP hoped.
You would agree, right, that asking a foreign government to investigate a domestic political rival is inappropriate, would you not?
It's not what we recommended the president discuss.
Morrison testified that he alerted White House lawyers about President Trump's July call with his Ukrainian counterpart. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman said he went to the lawyers about the call, too.
It was inappropriate.
Anticipating attacks on his character, the combat veteran spoke directly to his father, who he said worried about the risks his son was taking.
You made the right decision 40 years ago to leave the Soviet Union and come here to the United States of America. Do not worry. I will be fine for telling the truth.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. At the White House, President Trump shrugged off the Lieutenant Colonel's testimony.
I don't know Vindman. I never heard of him. I don't know any of these people.
And even though Alex Vindman is still working at the White House, the official at White House Twitter account put out a quote from Morrison calling Vindman's judgment into question. It'll be harder for the president's aides to distance him from Gordon Sondland. Other witnesses have testified the EU ambassador spoke repeatedly with Mr. Trump about Ukraine and the investigations into Burisma and the Bidens that they say the president wanted his Ukrainian counterpart to announce.
Well, Democratic presidential candidates debate tonight in Atlanta. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says it comes as more attention is being paid to polling in early battleground states, New Hampshire and Iowa.
This will be the first debate since the campaign essentially became a four-person race in early states. Depending on the poll, Mayor Buttigieg is either out in front or tied with former Vice President Joe Biden and Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders.
At New York's Syracuse University, there's debate over whether the school has done enough on the heels of a string of racist episodes. CBS's Adriana Diaz is on campus where some students have engaged in a sit-in.
In just the past week, there have been 9 reported incidents targeting Black, Asian, and Jewish students, including graffiti of a swastika. Over the weekend, one student told officials the N-word was yelled at her.
We're not asking the university to solve the issue of systemic racism, but making our experience as comfortable and normal as possible.
Racism allegedly infiltrated the library Monday night when a white supremacist manifesto written by the New Zealand mosque shooter was airdropped to cell phones in the library.
One Syracuse fraternity has been suspended. Social events at others have been too, as the investigation goes on. 2 U.S. service members were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. The Taliban claimed to have shot it down, but the U.S. denies it. Days after President Trump overturned Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher's sentence for a war crime, he faces a new challenge from the military. CBS's David Martin says Gallagher and others posed with the corpse of an ISIS fighter.
The Navy intends to take Gallagher and 3 officers involved in the incident before a review board, which could kick them out of the SEALs. It's being ordered by the Navy's top SEAL, Rear Admiral Colin Green. Tim Parlatore is Gallagher's defense attorney.
As an active duty two-star admiral, you're spitting in the face of the commander-in-chief.
As commander-in-chief, the president has the power to shut down the review board. But there is no indication of what, if anything, he intends to do. David Martin, CBS News, The Pentagon.
Two prison guards charged with falsifying records have pled not guilty and were released. An indictment alleges they slept and browsed the Internet instead of checking on Jeffrey Epstein the night he killed himself. And in Britain, Epstein friend Prince Andrew is facing more fallout on the heels of his interview to clear the air that was called a PR disaster. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us live from London.
Andrew did himself no favors with statements like this.
You regret the whole friendship with Epstein.
I still not.
His apparent lack of sympathy for the convicted pedophile's victims also jarred. There are growing calls for the Queen's second son to retire from public life. In fact, the decision may be made for him as corporate sponsors flee his private charity and other groups drop him as their patron. Britain's Sun tabloid reporting the princess had to cancel a public appearance to attend a crisis meeting at Buckingham Palace. Steve?
The American Medical Association calling for an immediate ban on all e-cigarettes and vaping devices. The doctors group says it will lobby for new state and local laws. Washington Post reports Uber is going to start recording audio on rides in the U.S. It's billed as a safety feature. Riders will be told about it ahead of time, and at the end of any ride can report any incidents. A family in Portland, Oregon is being reunited with its missing cats.
Oh, my God.
Here's Sasha.
Sasha had been gone for 5 years and was found a few days ago wandering the streets of Santa Fe, New Mexico, 1,200 miles away. The holidays are often a time to splurge, but it seems more people are interested now in restraint.
Imagine a world where seeing no Christmas gifts under the tree is normal. A new survey from WalletJoy says a lot of us are willing to make that a reality in order to save money. Yvette Ramos is with the personal finance site.
We found that a staggering number of people, more than one in three Americans, were willing to give up gift giving or gift receiving in order to lower their holiday expenses.
And she says one in six Americans would be willing to save money by skipping holiday travel. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Well, how's this for casting? Oscar winner Julia Roberts as Harriet Tubman. The screenwriter of the new Harriet film says in the LA Times that's what one studio exec suggested 25 years ago when he first started work on the movie. Tubman's a former slave who led others to freedom. Roberts, of course, is white. At the time, the executive said no one will know the difference. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.